Even as the nation grieves yet more bloodshed in an American school, as top law enforcement officials bring meticulously investigated charges against some of democracy's most dedicated enemies, even as far-right forces reject and ridicule tolerance, empathy, and humanity in defense of budgets and national purity, the deep divisions in our nation are built less on convictions and more on characters. As we see politics proposed and principles promoted that have little to do with the soul our nation has boasted of for 250 years, there's a word that I can't keep out of my mind. A word that may help explain why high-level warnings about Russian meddling in our election were ignored. Why high-level warnings about election meddling are being ignored. Why desperate pleas for common-sense gun safety laws are made fun of. Why a long-standing national consensus of what the soul and spirit of America are is crumbling. An ancient word that is remarkably important today. Idolatry. It was core to the earth-shaking treatises of Martin Luther 500 years ago, triggering the Protestant Reformation. And it helps explain why religion is so often found at the core of societies where demagogues gather blindly loyal followers. It helps explain why again and again we see the rules changing based solely on who the people those rules are being applied to are. Without that explanation, it's headache-inducing to look at the empirical evidence of hypocrisy. In 2013, fully 71% of Republicans told the Public Religion Research Institute that reducing the budget deficit should be the government's top priority. But now, and despite that there were still three more years of supposedly profligate spending by a Democratic president, today only 37% of GOP voters consider the deficit their biggest concern. Now, how on earth can one account for this shift in feeling completely disconnected from empirical data? It can only be that the person doing the spending has changed. Idolatry. This also helps explain why polls have shown widespread support for Russian strongman Vladimir Putin among southern conservatives in this country. It's not a love for the authoritarian policies Putin embodies. It's idolatry. And as in all other such cases, articulate arguments get crafted to retroactively justify this kind of unthinking hero worship. But the justification come later. First comes the idolatry. And the same thing has happened thanks to the NRA elevating firearms to a sacred and idolatrous status in our nation. Now, make no mistake, this is not a partisan issue. Just one example. I can't tell you how many adamantly, proudly secure liberals I heard pledge fealty to Bernie Sanders at a level of religious fervor. I'm not saying that Bernie's not a great guy, but the arguments I'm talking about were not logical, were not empirical. They were nothing short of worshipful. Idolatrous. Now, this is the great irony of our age. People who think of themselves as sophisticated and clear-eyed are unrelentingly being manipulated through the best modern technology in the most ancient of terms. Now, you could say that idolatry of our leaders goes back at least to Kennedy, or to Lincoln, or to Washington. But it doesn't take much in-depth study to find proof that Washington and the Founding Fathers took great care to insulate our government from idolatry and cult of personality type worship. Humility was a core element of Lincoln's personality. JFK never said, "Ask what I can do for your country." This ends badly. This replaces a government of laws, not men, which is what this nation has prided itself on for well over two centuries, with a government of men, not laws. Because no party or tribe is immune from this tendency toward idolatry, every single one of us must step up to the challenge of asking, would this conviction of mine, would this unshakable belief, would this rule apply to another leader? Is my unshakable faith in or loathing of a candidate or a politician or a pastor or a pope based in reality or in blind caveman level idolatry? If we're being honest, the answer will sometimes be yes. And when it is, we must choose facts over fanaticism, because the stakes could not possibly be higher. Well, that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you've made a donation to State of Belief Radio this week, I want to say a sincere thank you. If you think there's value in the conversations we present and the voices we amplify in the midst of the gridlock our public rhetoric too often becomes, please make your contribution today. Find more information at stateofbelief.com. That's stateofbelief.com. Stay up to date by subscribing to the free weekly State of Belief podcast on iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And take a moment to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Our producer is Ray Kirstein. State of Belief Radio is a production of Interfaith Alliance. Become a member today at interfaithalliance.org. And be sure to join us next week for more stories from the intersection of religion, government, and politics. Until then, you all take care of each other. I'm Welton Gaddy. That State of Belief. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody.